Hello, Viking Nation, and happy Halloween! Loud's Eye Football is on the air. And this is the Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance of Loud County's Countdown to Kickoff Show. I'm Wes James, the voice of the Vikings, and, well, it's finally here, the long-awaited Wintersville Classic. Tonight's contest will no doubt be another in a long line of hard-fought ball games. Loud, 6-2 overall, and 1-2 in region play, will have their hands full tonight against the Valdosta squad that is 7-1 and 2-1 in region play. The last couple of years have saw Lounge win, but by only a combined score of 6 points. In 2012, Gustavo Gonzalez kicked a 40-yard field goal. That was his third of the game as time expired to give Lounge a 17-14 win here at Bazemore Hyder Stadium. Last year, Nick Hart kicked a 30-yard field goal with 30 seconds left at the end of the first period, and all of Viking Nation sat, watched, and cheered that Viking defense on as they pitched a shutout as the Vikings won 3-0. Last week in Georgia high school football, four different teams scored 70 or more points. That has never happened before in Georgia high school football. However, tonight, I don't think we'll see 70 points if you combine both scores, as both teams have very stingy defenses. Well, at least they have been against non-region opponents. Both teams are coming off a bye week in which their last game was losses. Lowndes, of course, lost to Lee County. Valdosta suffered their first loss and their first region loss to those deadly Cochran County Packers. Valdosta likes to pass, and their two quarterbacks, Seth Schumann and Cole Massengill, have combined for over 1,200 yards, 9 touchdowns, and only 2 interceptions. Tonight, I believe the Vikings will have to rely heavily on that wing T and a short passing game to move the ball against a very stout Cat defense. Now, my opinion, if the Vikings can keep from giving up the big play, this will be a very tight ball game. Region standings look like this. Colquitt, 8-0, 3-0 in the region. Valdosta, 7-1, 2-1 in the region. Lee County is 6-1, they're also 2-1. Lowndes, 6-2, 1-2 in the region. Tift, 6-2, 1-2 in the region. Camden, 5-3, and they're 0-3 in the region. Tonight's games stack up like this. Colquitt at Tift, Lee at Camden, and, of course, our Vikings here at Valdosta. Other games include Berrien, 3-5, 1-3 there at Fitzgerald. Brooks, 6-3, 4-1, closes out their season against a very tough Thomasville squad, 5-3. That's 4-0, and a game that should determine their region championship. A huge game tonight in Charlton County as Clinch County travels over to play the Charlton County Indians. Clinch, 5-3, 4-1 on the year. Charlton County, 7-1. Their 4-1 in region play, that game will determine their region championship. Coffee, 7-1, 4-1 in their region. They're at Richmond Hill tonight. Cook, 7-2, and 7-0 in the region, finished its season last week. Congratulations to the Hornets for an undefeated region season. Lanier County, 1-7. They're 0-5. They'll be at Telfair County tonight. Valwood hosts the Deerfield-Windsor Knights in a game that will determine their region championship. These two teams, both storied programs, have not met in 13 years. What a game that will be over at Valwood tonight. Let's take our first break on the Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance of Lowndes County's Countdown to Kickoff Show. When we come back, it's off to Bazemore Hyder Stadium with Bill Osborne and the rest of the Viking crew. I'm Wes James, the voice of the Vikings, and I'll see you back here in about 40 minutes. You are listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. And welcome back, Viking fans. This is the Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance of Lowndes County Countdown to Kickoff. I'm your host for the pregame show, Bill Osborne. Alongside of me is Taylor Biddle. Down on the field is Marty Rogers, as this is Wintersville 2014. And one of the unique things about this year's Wintersville is it's late in the season. It's not the last game, but it's next to the last game, and it's on Halloween, Taylor.
Yeah, if this game needed anything more, Bill, to get hyped up and to get built up, it's almost a playoff atmosphere for the Vikings. We've got to win this ball game. It's late in the year, so it fits in with the playoff. And, yeah, on Halloween, just adds to the aurora. Did I say that right? Aurora of the event. Let's go down to Marty real quick and see what field conditions are like down there. Like to get his take early on in the pregame. Marty, what you seeing down there so far?
Guys, it's absolutely just perfect weather. Great night for high school football, and just in a rivalry like this. I mean, it is the Wintersville Classic. It just doesn't get any better, in my opinion, across the entire country. It's good football, quality teams. The fans are packed in the stadium. As we talk about each and every year, the students have been in here since they first opened the gates, yelling back and forth. It's just been absolutely it's electric already. I mean, here we are, 45 minutes to kickoff, and it's already excitement in the air, and we're ready for some football, guys.
Well, Marty, you know, this is the same thing year after year after year, and whether it's at Martin Stadium or whether here it's at Bazemore Hyder, every team remembers this. I mean, if you looked on Instagram today, if you looked on Twitter today, lots of former players posting pictures about their memories of this Wintersville Classic. I mean, guys that made tackles, that made interceptions, that made long runs, and just it's one of their fondest memories. I know when we do the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show, and I want to remind everybody, we'll be back Tuesday at the Mill this coming Tuesday there for the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. But when we do Senior Night, that is one of the things we kind of say, what's your favorite memory about being a Lounge High Viking? And even before they leave, it's generally about this game, this Wintersville Classic. I know, Marty, you had the opportunity when you were here. You were a football player, right? I mean, you donned the uniform, if you will, and were a baseball player as well. But what was it like when you could suit up and be on the sidelines for a game like this?
Playing in this rivalry is like none other. And of course, that's one thing we're going to do when we talk to the coaches here in a minute in the Tradition Flooring Impact or Coaches Spotlight is ask them what it's like to coach in a rivalry like this. But playing in it is unbelievable. I actually played my junior year here at Valdosta. We got beat pretty bad, as they were really good back then. And then my senior year, I was out with knee surgery, missed my senior year, but we played at Lowndes for the last game of the regular season and then came here and played the first round of the playoffs back when Region had playoffs. And they beat us 10-3 in a hard-fought, just electric ball game right here at Cleveland Field. And it's just you can't rival it with anything else. I mean, the kids know it. The community knows it. Past players, of course, still talk about it. Saw the great Kenneth Durden that played at Lowndes several years ago that had the headlines in the paper on Saturday morning that said 7-7. Of course, he wore number 7. We won by 7. And he just had a great night that night, caught a touchdown pass on the second play of the game, the third play of the game, and he had that picture on Facebook. So past players remember it. You grew up in Valdosta. You live for this night, and it is definitely special, and it's, of course, give you bragging rights only for a year, but everybody loves to be at this game.
It is. It's a fun year, though. I know you're going to try and get over there and get Coach Ranch Gillespie here in a few minutes with our Traditions Flooring Coaches interview. Taylor, you and I both are kind of transplants to this. Now, I grew up in this environment because of playing at Tift County High School. We played the Valdosta Wildcats. We played the Lounge Vikings. But we never had that kind of rivalry like the two of these teams have.
Yeah, my high school, we had a major rival. It was McEachern High School, and that game would be crowded, but it wouldn't have the feel of this game. I mean,
yeah.
It's just the difference there is you'd play that game and you would kind of go your separate ways. We play this game, and we work with these individuals the next week when I'm talking about that Austin fan.
Yeah.
You know, we go to church with them. We do all these things as a community. And it's just what the one thing that gives this that extra edge on that matchup every year. But, yeah, it's here. You know, we got to stay focused. I don't think either team is going to have a problem getting hyped up for this game. You know,
yeah.
I don't think either team, you got to worry about them coming out flat. Now, they may make some mistakes.
Sure.
But coming out not motivated to play is not going to happen tonight because these kids have looked forward to this since they were about knee knockers.
Yeah, really.
So.
And it's one of those things, you know, the both teams look forward to it every year. And you made the comment about fans, about friends, about family.
Yeah.
I mean, there are families here that have
House
moved
divided.
From city to county and have married, you know, interrelated marriages, if you will.
Barry Broom, who's sponsoring this classic, has
right.
been putting exactly that on Facebook. You can see, David Parker and his wife, Leslie, house divided.
Yeah.
They're talking about it. Laverne Rome and Stan Rome, house divided.
Wow.
They're talking about it. So, yeah, I want to thank Barry for sponsoring the Classic tonight. It's going to be a Barry Broom All-State Classic tonight. And we hope, as a broadcast crew, we can bring you another Classic game. You know, it's been tight the last couple years, and we hope we can have another one. Looks like Marty does have Coach Rance Gillespie for the Traditions Floor and Coach's Interview. Let's go down to Marty for the field with Coach Rance Gillespie.
Guys, I am here with Coach Rance Gillespie. Of course, Coach, we appreciate you taking time to speak with us. Coach, your team had a great year so far. But unfortunately, 2 weeks ago, you ran into a great Caulfield County team. How have your kids responded in practice coming off that loss?
They've responded well. We really have. You know, I think our team has rebounded from it. We went back to work and kind of regrouped, fixed a couple of things that absolutely needed to get fixed that kind of showed up in that game. And, you know, I think we're a better football team.
Well, Coach, obviously this is the Wintersville Classic. It don't take much. You don't really have to do a whole lot of motivation this week. What's the excitement level of your team?
It's a big football game, and I think to approach it any other way is a mistake. It's different. It's you can sit here and say it's just another football game, but it's not. You know, the emotions are run deeper. It's a huge rivalry game. It's the greatest rivalry in all of high school athletics.
Coach, defensively, your team's really led the way all year with the play of the defense. You're getting up 11.5 points per game. That's 8th and 6A. What makes this defense so special? And who are some of the impact players on that side of the ball?
Well, we've got a bunch of guys that have been playing for us for a long time. We, you know, 3 years ago, we kind of took some lumps with a bunch of them, and they had to play as 10th graders. And, you know, now they've been doing it for a longer period of time. They're confident, and the scheme really hasn't changed, so they know what they're doing, and it allows them to play fast. And we got some guys that can run and that like to hit, you know. And I think, you know, as far as naming some individuals, we got a bunch of guys over there. But certainly Todd Bradley is the leader for us up front, as well as Julian Frazier. And then, you know, Josh Norwood is the guy in the secondary to keep an eye on.
Coach, flipping over to the other side of the ball, offensively, you utilized two quarterbacks this year. And combined, they've thrown for over 1,200 yards, so they've had success. What are the keys to the game tonight offensively for you in trying to put some points on the board tonight?
You know, I think, you know, Lowndes has always traditionally had a really good defense, and this year is no exception. You know, I think we have to be balanced. We have to be able to control the football and keep it away from them. And, you know, in games like this, it's just the same as it is in most any other game. You know, you talk about the cliches of football. You're going to talk about turnovers. You're going to talk about scoring in the red zone. And you're going to talk about, you know, coming away with those five or six plays that you got to make in order to win this football game.
Coach, the last few years, this game's come down to a field goal. How important are special teams, and how confident are you in your kicker? He's had a great year so far.
Yeah, you know, he hit a huge field goal for us a couple of weeks ago up at Tifton, and, you know, he's a senior this year. He's a three-year starter for us. He's got a huge leg, and we have all the confidence in the world that, you know, that if it comes to that, that he'll be ready to make that kick.
Coach, how electric is this atmosphere tonight, and what's it like to coach in a great rivalry like the Wintersville Classic?
Oh, there's nothing like it. There's really not, and it's awesome. You know, we've got both of us have a long, proud traditions. We have great fan bases, and you know, this place fills up early, and it's awesome to be a part of.
Coach, we appreciate you taking time to speak with us. Always a class act, and we appreciate it.
Thanks, Marty, for that Traditions Flooring Coach's Interview. As he's going to kind of get it, make his way over now to Coach Randy McPherson, as the Lowndes High Vikings have come out doing their lineups, their calisthenics, if you will.
Bill, you know, I always like to bring this up.
Yep.
I like to paint the picture, as you say. Lowndes High Vikings have heard the cry from the crowd and from the fans. They've moved away from the traditional uniforms. We'll get to that in just 1 second. Marty's got Coach McPherson for the Traditions Floor and Coach's Interview.
Guys, I do. I'm here with Coach Randy McPherson. Coach, big game, big rivalry.
Yes, sir.
Kids ready to play?
Oh, yeah. They're ready to go.
What's practice been like this week?
This week's always good practice.
Coach, last game, obviously, we had some bumps and bruises. We gave up some big plays on defense. What are the keys tonight to slowing down Valdosta's offense? And they've had some success through the air, too, so how do we stop their passing game?
Man, we got to play great defense. We got to pressure the passer, do good with our coverage. You know, we got to play great defense.
Coach, obviously, Valdosta, their defense has led the way for them this year. They've only given up 11.5 points per game. What do you have to do offensively to move the football tonight, get first downs, and try to put points on the board?
Well, we've got to execute. We can't turn it over. You know, the game's going to be one up front. We got to be able to block them.
Coach, I know a few weeks ago, Bill got hurt in the Crawford game. How's his health tonight? And is he 100%? And talk to us a little bit about his leadership of this team as well.
He's a great leader. You know, he's He's 100%. We had a couple kids trying to play hurt last time we played. We got him rested up, and he practiced well this week.
Yeah, Coach, I asked Coach Gillespie this. I'm asking you as well. Last 2 years, this game's come down to a field goal. How important are special teams, and what's your confidence in your special teams and in your kicker?
We got all the confidence in the world in our kicker, and special teams, you know, will be a big part of the game.
Coach, great rivalry, great atmosphere. What's it like to coach in the Wintersville Classic? Can you tell a difference in your kids this week, or do you have to do something? I mean, do you have to motivate them, or is this game might just motivate themselves?
No, motivation ain't a problem. You know, so, real honored to be here again coaching this ball game. It don't get any better than this.
Coach, we appreciate it. We wish you best of luck tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Marty. You are in the Georgia Farm Bureau of Lowndes County countdown to kickoff. We're going to take a 3-minute break. You're listening to Lowndes High Radio Network on 99.5 Kick Country.
And welcome back inside the Commercial Banking Company press box. We're high above Bazemore Hyder Stadium here at Valdosta High School. This is the Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance countdown to kickoff. As we were looking at a lot of the festivities during the break, I mean, there's so many things going on. The State Farm, we have the Marine Corps Scholar Athlete, and you kind of headed up something with the Kiwanis Club.
Yeah, this event, you know, they're going to do a throw for a free Jeep kind of thing. They do the Chick-fil-A, you know, both the Chick-fil-A's. It's just all part of Wintersville. I know we've talked about it. You're right. State Farm is giving away $10,000, five to each school, I believe.
Yeah.
The Scholar Athlete, the Marines. This is the Great American Rivalry Series,
yeah.
And it has been for a long time.
Yeah, several years.
And,
at least 8 or 10, something like that.
They recognize two Scholar Athletes. Brendan Goodson for Valdosta, I believe, is who the gentleman I saw get it for them. Nate Brantley for us was the young man that got it.
Yeah, both excess, I think, of 95 GPAs, upwards of that. I mean, just phenomenal athletes and phenomenal scholars.
The one thing that's near and dear to my heart, they're about to walk out on the field now, Kiwanis Club of Valdosta.
Yep.
Azalea City Kiwanis Club of Valdosta does a Ryder Cup Lowndes versus Valdosta event.
Yeah.
Match play. They give $5,000 to each school's educational foundation. And it's grown into an event that's as big as this rivalry on the field tonight.
Yeah, I want one of the shirts.
Yeah, we're going to get you one, Bill. But, you know you're playing against a Valdosta team, or Valdosta knows they're playing against a Lowndes team. And it's a great event, and it's the first year that Foot Lowndes has won.
And won handily, too.
We were 5-0 coming into this year, and I think it's probably one of the best things that could happen to the tournament because it gave Lowndes a perspective of, hey, man, we can compete in this thing. Let's go out there and put a good team. But they're coming out. They're about to give that money away. It just all culminates into a great event, great money being raised for everybody, good kids being recognized. It's all part of Wintersville Week, though.
Yeah, now, and Marty, of course, is he chairman or president of LEAF this year?
He is the chairman of LEAF, Lowndes Educational Improvement Foundation, and he's going to be receiving the funds from the Kiwanis Club for that event tonight on the field.
Great job, and I know you and Marty both are involved in LEAF, and it's a great organization. But you're right, the biggest key and the biggest winners in tonight's games are both school systems.
Absolutely, absolutely. Hey, let's get down to some impact players.
Let's talk football.
Yeah, Traditions Flooring impact players. We're going to be without Marty for just a little bit. We'll get caught up on him and get his impact players because he is receiving that check right now. But, I want to start tonight on the offensive side of the ball for the Valdosta Wildcats. It's been no secret, Coach Gillespie talked about it in his pregame interview there with Marty. They use two quarterbacks, Bill. Cole Massengill, number 12. He's 6'4". I don't have a weight on Cole, but if I was guessing, Cole's probably about 195, 200 pounds maybe. He is a quarterback. Remember, he was injured last year. He's got the knee, ACL, came back. Schumann stepped in for him last year. He's going to be an impact player for tonight for them. The stats for him, 64 of 100 for 600 yards. He's thrown 3 touchdown passes, 2 interceptions. He's averaging 9.4 per completion. So when he gets it out, he's almost getting you a first down every time he throws the ball. The other quarterback tonight for the Wildcats, Seth Schumann, we're very familiar with him, played against him last year as a sophomore. He is a junior now.
Yep.
Don't have height and weight on him. What is a weight? Height and weight on him. Schumann is 42 of 83 for 612. He thrown 6 touchdown passes, 7.4 yards per completion. So he is my Traditions Flooring impact player tonight. for the Valdosta Wildcats on offense. Marty, we know you did the festivities. We just started Impact Players. I went with Seth Schumann and Cole Massengill on offense for Valdosta. Who you got for offense for Valdosta?
Guys, I'm going to go with their lead receiver, number 26. He's a senior, and it's Rico Ramsey. I think we'll call his name a lot tonight. He's 6'2", 185. He's got 30 catches on the year for 352 yards, but he has one touchdown. He is averaging 12 yards per catch. But Rico is he's an athlete, and, of course, we all know Valdosta always has some. But he's going to be that big guy on the outside that they're going to try to get the ball to it over the middle some, and they're also probably going to try him a couple times deep on our smaller corners. So I think Rico's an impact player for their offense tonight, and we've got to find a way to try to stop him. But my tradition pulling impact player for the Wildcats offense is Rico Ramsey.
Well, Marty, I'm going to go to their running back, and as I was looking through these, and we talked about this throughout the week, number 32, Tim McClain. Tim has got 61 carries on the year, only 280 total yards, but it's the five touchdowns that you got to worry about. This is a guy that finds the end zone. He carries the ball a lot. He's a workhorse for the Wildcats. As I said, he carries 61 times. It's 4.6 yards a carry. I mean, that's some pretty strong yards right there, and a guy that you could just feed the ball to time after time after time, and can hold on to the ball. That's got to be somebody you got to really pay attention. So my impact player is going to be number 32, Tim McClain for the Valdosta Wildcats.
Flipping over to the other side of the ball, defending that offensive impact player, Lowndes High Vikings defense. He's been a leader all year. We've watched this young man grow up for the last 3 years. Marty mentioned in his interview with Coach Mack that there's some injury concerns with him. Number 32, Brian Bell, 6'3", 206-pound senior. He is our leading tackler on the season. He has 52 total tackles, four of those for losses. He has one sack, and he's got one pass breakup and a fumble recovery. He does have a blocked kick as well. So this young man is one of our leaders. We look to him to maybe lead these guys that have never played in a Winnersville Classic before on that defensive side of the ball. And he does have a neck brace on tonight, you know, just kind of the one that goes straight up behind your shoulder.
It's not a roll. It's a just
yeah, it's
a straight
not a roll.
Blade.
And, you know, was injured, took a little while getting up at a Colquitt game, but had a chance to talk to his dad in before the game tonight, and he says he's ready to go. Been practicing this week and doing well. Took last week off, our off week, so got him a chance to get back right.
Guys, I'm going with number 30, Corvion White. Corvion, of course, he's our nose guard traditionally, but he'll line up a little bit everywhere. They'll move him around. Corvion, he's been kind of quiet the last few weeks. He did have a sack against Lee County. Corvion had a great first half of the season. He's got 13 sacks, 21 tackles for loss, and 38 total tackles. Corvion, when he's on, he is hard to block. He's incredible. He demands a double team. And I think tonight he's gonna get after these quarterbacks for Valdosta. And you're going to see him in the back foot a lot tonight. And I think he has a huge game tonight. So my tradition flooring impact player for the Viking defense is number 30, Corvion White.
Well, I'm going to go with Jalen Marable, number 7. Jalen is 6 foot tall. I mean, this guy at a safety spot at 170 pounds. He's a senior. He leads the team on defense. He's out there all the time. He's got 36 total tackles, 4.5 of those for loss. And he's been back there. He's opportunistic. He's got a fumble recovery. The guy's in the place where you need him to be. He's got a nose for the football. He knows where it's coming. And I think what we're going to see in those pass plays is a little bit of that short pass. He's going to have to get into coverage. He's going to have to help out the corners. Jalen Marable could have a breakout game tonight against these Valdosta Wildcats. So my tradition's flooring impact players, number 7, Jalen Marable.
Flipping over to the other side of the ball on offense for the Lowndes High Vikings. The last two years, Bill, what's it been?
Field goal.
I'm going to go with our kicker, Nick Hart, 5'8", 158-pound senior. Played in this game before. Kicked the game-winning field goal.
Yep.
I know it was in the first quarter, but it ended up being the game-winning field goal. He's 4 of 9 on field goals this year. He is our second leading scorer. He's 2 of 2 from 20 to 30 yards. He's 2 of 4 from 30 to 40 yards. And beyond 40 yards, he's 0 of 3. Last year, he kicked that 31-yard game-winning field goal. So the kid knows this game and knows the atmosphere, knows how important it is to make a field goal. And it could come down to that. He's my tradition scoring impact player tonight on the offensive side of the ball for the Lowndes High Vikings.
Taylor, good call there. And I want to just add a little bit to what you're talking about there as far as the kicker goes. You also got to look at our punter, too. John Belcher, during warm-ups, was absolutely booming the ball. The referee came over and had the coaches. They backed him up about 5, almost 10 yards, so that he wouldn't kick it over the fence down here out the back of the end zone. So he could play a big role tonight as well. And I know the last few years we've had Loudermilk at Valdosta that's just absolutely boomed the ball and put us in, you know, backed us up. So I think, you know, Belcher could play a role tonight. But I'm going to go with our workhorse, and that's Desmond Copeland, number 33. He's only a junior, but he's got 697 yards on the season. He's got 7 touchdowns. He's got those yards in only 96 carries, so that's 7.3-yard average. His longest, of course, 80. Desmond can fly. If he can get in the open tonight and have a big play, he can really change the field, and he can also score at any moment on the field. So they're going to have to key on Desmond tonight. Desmond, I do think, will have a big game. I think you're going to see us open up, throw a little bit, which is going to open up the run game, and I think Desmond Copeland has a big night tonight for the Vikings. He's my tradition scoring impact player.
Well, I'm going to go with our fullback tonight, Ahmad Sneed, number 13. Ahmad had to miss a few games with some minor injuries, but on the season he's got 152 yards. He's got a 4.1-yard average. He scored a touchdown, had a long run of 29, but the guy is just a bull. He's a ball of knives, if you will. He makes good cuts. He gets right up the field. The guy's going to be able to do some good stuff for us, as well as he's being able to receive the ball out of the backfield as well. He's got 2 catches for 24 yards. 13 yards is his longest. We're going to try and run the ball tonight. I mean, that's never been a secret with this wing tee offense. Even if we go to a spread, we want to try and run it. And I think we're going to see some changes tonight with a couple pulls on the guard and the tackle and some things like that. Then I think Ahmad Sneed's going to have a great day. And then if we're able to get out into the flats, that's the guy that's going to be able to make the catches for us and be an impact player for our Lions High Vikings.
Moving over to the Valdosta defense, we talked in pregame with Coach Gillespie. And I don't know, I'm not calling us geniuses or whatever, but his three important impact players were
right
the
us.
Same as us. I'm going to go with Josh Norwood, number 4. He's a cornerback, senior, 6 foot, 165 pounds. One of their leaders, played with them many years. He's a DB that can get you some picks, maybe even pick sixes, getting a lot of looks from what I understand, maybe some mid-majors and maybe even some of those majors programs. He also does some special teams play. He's had 6 punt returns for 26 yards. He's averaging about 5 yards per punt return. And he does kickoff returns, 8 kickoff returns for 204 yards. He's averaging 25 yards per kickoff, and he has a kickoff return for a touchdown. We don't have defensive stats for him, but
right.
He's a guy you got to keep an eye out for, number 4, Josh Norwood. He's going to wreak havoc if we start trying to throw the ball deep tonight.
Absolutely, Taylor. I'm going to go with the junior, number 1, Todd Bradley. This guy has played since a freshman. This is his 3rd year playing in this rivalry. You heard Coach Gillespie. It starts with him. He is their leading tackler. He's 6 foot, 200-pound middle linebacker. Very, very active. You're going to see him all over the field tonight. Going to call his name a lot. He's their workhorse on their defense, if you say. But he's going to have a big night tonight. We have got to figure out where he's at on the field, and we've got to put a hat on him and keep him blocked. But he's my tradition scoring impact player for their defense.
Well, I'm going to look at that defensive line, number 96, Julian Fraser. Again, we don't have a lot of numbers on the guys on the defensive side of the ball for the Cats, but he's a senior. He's 6'2", 250 pounds. He's on that defensive line. And as you heard Coach Gillespie say, this is a guy that's a team leader for them. Guys that get back there, wreak havoc, try to, you know, get off the ball, get behind that offensive line, and he really does a great job. I've heard a lot about him throughout the season and how he's played so far. So my tradition's flooring impact player is going to be number 96, Julian Fraser, for the Valdosta Wildcats.
Thank you, Bill. That wraps up our tradition's flooring impact players. Remember to make an impact on your home by choosing tradition's flooring. We're about 22 minutes away from kickoff. You're listening to the Georgia Farm Bureau of Lowndes County countdown to kickoff. We're going to take a 3-minute break on the Lowndes High Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And welcome back, Viking fans, to the Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance of Lowndes County countdown to kickoff as we listen to the joint bands, the Cats and the Georgia Bridgemen, play our national anthem, directed by Frank Butenschon, a former band director here at Valdosta High School, and well thought of throughout the band community as they finish with a flourish, and it's great to see both these bands on the field.
Another one of the great things I love about this rivalry, the cheerleaders come out there, do a joint cheer together, the bands come out to do their thing together, and you know, it's what makes this game just so much different than anybody else. And I know I keep stressing that,
yeah.
But it is a great game. And win or lose tonight, you know, you hope you play a good, clean ball game. Nothing bad happens. You know, like, you know, a couple years ago we had an incident over here where the young man was almost hurt. You just hope that we avoid those kind of things in this ball game tonight.
Yeah, we really do. You mentioned the cheerleaders. I know from years past, my oldest daughter was a cheerleader for Lowndes. And one of the other traditions they do is on Thursday night they go to dinner.
That's right.
The Valdosta cheerleaders and the Lowndes cheerleaders and whoever's the home host is the host of that dinner that year. And it really is a neat thing. They exchange some gifts and get a chance to talk to each other. And a lot of them, just like the football players, have known each other most of their lives. And to get an opportunity to just spend some time together and enjoy the atmosphere of what this game is.
Absolutely. Just about 14 minutes away from kickoff. I got interrupted a little bit earlier when we were talking about, like, to paint the picture.
Oh, yeah.
But Austin Wildcats do have their gold pants, black uniforms tonight. Our Vikings switching it up a little bit on the road.
Yeah.
Heard the cry about, hey, we can't win a ball game wearing white
pants.
On white.
That's right.
We've got maroon pants tonight, white jerseys, and our crimson helmets. So that's what it's going to look like on the field tonight. And what are you pointing at?
I was just looking, in the past, we've always had just the tin roof for Valdosta.
Yep.
And that is a great tradition. I mean, you talk to any Wildcats fan, you talk to former players, the banging on the tin roof and how haunting that sound is. And it really is when you come here to play. But they've got a big inflatable helmet now, and they do the Miami probably fire extinguisher type thing.
We talked about it in pregame. I'm going to go and throw it out there. You can blame it on me if it happens, but we have not lost a ball game in this facility since they've rebuilt it. 2002 was the last time we lost a ball game here.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Is it our fans show up? It's so close to home that we play well here as compared to other road games. Is this a game that we get so hyped up about? You know, the short drive and everything. But we do play well here. We've played well the last 10 or 11, 12 years in this rivalry. We got to keep that focus, and we got to come out and play tonight and don't come out flat.
Well, and I think one of the things that we've seen over the last 10 years, yes, we have lost a game over at Martin Stadium. But this is a group at Lowndes High School that they played against a myriad of coaches over here at Valdosta. They've gone through several. Now, of course, Grant Gillespie's here. He's getting the program back on the track. But we were the benefit of that, if you will, and able to win some great ball games. And I thought we probably had better overall team chemistry during a lot of that time period. Well, now we're starting to see that come back now, and we're starting to see Valdosta as a very quality football team.
4 points, 3 points, 3 points, 7 points not too long ago. So it's becoming a close game. There's no 57-15 game that happened tonight. I can guarantee you. You put it in the books, it ain't happening. Either way.
Yeah, I don't think so either. It is just it's a great rivalry. And we talk about rivalries, and what makes a rivalry is not because you got big brother beating up on little brother all the time. It's when they get better, and both teams are competitive, and you have games that people come here and they fill these stands for, not to see a blowout, but to see a three-point or a seven-point game.
That's right. We did this last week. We did it a couple weeks ago as well. What's your one thing, Bill?
And I think it's turnovers. It's controlling the turnovers tonight. It's a mental thing. As I was thinking through this over the last couple of weeks, as we've seen it, it's almost like a disease. You start dropping the ball, and it's hard to hold on to the ball. We've got to control that. It's a mental thing. It's being focused on where are you holding the ball, how are you holding the ball, and not taking a moment, not taking a play off, not taking any time off in thinking that play is over. I mean, we saw that maybe that's what happened, that we thought we had a stop. But they strip the ball. I think we've got to be conscious all throughout this game. Hold on to the football. It needs to be a mental thing.
Marty, what's your one thing?
Turnovers, guys. I mean, every year in the Wintersville Classic, it comes down to turnovers. If we give up the turnovers, or whichever team gives up the ball the most, definitely puts themselves in a bind. And the reason being is it's a turnover is probably the biggest momentum swing in a high school football game, in my opinion. You look here, we got 11 minutes to go before this game kicks off, and the crowd is already in here. It's packed, it's sell out. You get a turnover and you get your crowd behind you, you get your band playing, you get that spirit and that fire on your sidelines, it can make such a world of difference in a football game. We have got to win the turnover battle. you know, a couple other minor things that I think field position obviously is going to be important. We talked about the punters earlier. I think they will have an impact on this game. And it's first down. We've got to come out and get some first downs because three and out give a team a lot of momentum as well. You look at the last several years we played in the Classic, we've thrown a lot of fullbacks in the flats. We've thrown a lot of the short passes. Taylor, you mentioned it this week. Look for Gabe Neighbors to try to rebound from a hard game 2 weeks ago. Look for him to catch some passes over the middle, trying to soften up the defense some. You know Bradley and those linebackers are going to be aggressive, trying to come downhill, trying to stop our run. We have got to get some first downs and throw some short intermediate passes to soften up their defense and control the line of scrimmage. I do think that that's where we have the best advantage is the line of scrimmage. I think our offensive line really can this defense and control the ball for us. And those are my keys to the game, guys.
Marty, thank you for your 12 one things. Appreciate that. My one thing tonight, Marty mentioned it, third down conversion.
Yeah,
this
like
game
that.
Last year, we were 2 of 12 on third down conversions.
And okay,
on the
Seminole, I got to throw this in.
Okay.
At Louisville last night, they were 0 for third down. They were leading Florida State until the fourth quarter. Florida State was about 50% on third down. They continued to play, get in the third down battle, and they win the game by 11 points. I know there's a lot of things that happen, but if you don't win the third down, they were 0 for on third down. You can't keep drives alive if you're 0 for on third down.
On the season, we're 28 of 85. We're 32% on third down.
We got to be better.
You know, a lot of that comes down to, do you get yourself behind the chains maybe with a holding call or something crazy on first or second down? But third down conversion rate tonight is my one thing. And listen, I agree with everything y'all said, but
yeah.
and that may not be the one thing tonight. We may have, you know, we may have one third down conversion and score 14 points and win the ball game.
Yeah, you still could, but I do think though in the 48 minutes that you're playing, you've got to continue to keep drives alive. And you make a great point. Third down conversion is key. And if we're only 32% year to date, we need to be closer to 50.
Absolutely, Wes. What's your one thing tonight?
My one thing is what everybody has said. You've talked about turnovers. I think it is not giving up the big play.
Yeah.
Don't give up the big play. Don't get caught looking. When that receiver goes by you, it's going to be tight.
Tell you what, we're about 8 minutes and 20 seconds till kickoff. Both teams have made it back into the locker room. Band's still out on the field for Valdosta, waiting on the pregame facilities. We're going to take a 3-minute break. You're listening to Georgia Farm Bureau of Lowndes County countdown to kickoff on the Lowndes High Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And welcome back inside the Commercial Banking Company press box. This is the Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance of Lowndes County countdown to kickoff. As the clock says, about 5:45 on the game clock, waiting on both teams to come out. Both groups of team captains are starting to congregate in the corners. We'll get all those things for you in just a few moments. You hear the we will rock you. It's getting electric now.
Yeah, before we get to our captains and will in a minute, Bill, this is unscripted, so bear with me, but you had a loss in your family yesterday, and I want to let you know that the entire Viking Nation has got you in your thoughts and prayers, big guy.
Thanks, and I think my brother-in-law, Phil, is listening tonight. He texted me just a few moments ago, but it was his 28-year-old son who was one of his officials. Phil is a white hat in the All-Star Association and has been a long-time official, worked with Bobby Willis a lot. Has his own crew, and Josh was his back judge for the last 2.5, maybe 3 years. And it's going to be a tough loss on the family, but I want you all to know I appreciate everything you all did over the last day and kind of getting us ready for this game. And Phil told me as I left his house last night, this is where I needed to be. He's where he needs to be. And Josh is with me, and we're going to have a great game tonight, guys.
Absolutely, Bill. Captains tonight, first for the Valdosta High Wildcats home team, number 2, Craig Berry, number 10, Dante Dixon, number 26, Rico Ramsey, number 35, John Eager. Captains for the Vikings tonight, number 10, Nate Brantley, number 12, Ryan Hobbs, number 52, Dwayne Hart, and number 21, Alex Brown. Those are our captains tonight. We will we'll have Marty here in just a minute with the coin flip. Guys, it's here. We've waited a whole year for it to rear its ugly head again, but it's here.
And we talk about the fact that it's late in the year. It's kind of that tradition we've gone back to where the Lowndes Valdosta game, the Wintersville Classic, the rivalry, the Title Town title break. I mean, this was this is a game that's always been the last game of the season, late in the season. And with the luck of the draw this year, it's come back to Halloween between the Lowndes High Vikings and the Valdosta Wildcats, and it is electric in this stadium right now. You see the 10, the banging on the 10 over at the other side. The Vikings congregate behind their breakout sign. It is just about time, as it says 3:21 on the clock. I want to remind everybody again about the Tuesday night Lowndes High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. We do it live right here on 99.5 Kicks Country at 7 o'clock, right here on 99.5 Kicks Country, live from the mill. Get out there. We have the game film on the big screen TV. We got Coach McPherson, lots of players. It's just a great time on Tuesday night. Get out there and enjoy it. And again, thank you all for joining us here on the Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance of Lowndes County countdown to kickoff. As we'll be back on again next week. Be sure and join us an hour before kickoff. Now, for all your play-by-play action, the coin toss and everything else about Wintersville Classic, it is the voice of the Vikings, Wes James.
Thank you, Bill Osborne, and here we are. And hey, stop, look, listen. Here come the mighty, mighty Vikings.
And the crowd is loud, I'm telling you, folks. We'll get down and get Marty here as he'll get the coin toss for us.
This is the coin. We're flipping the rivalry series coin. This is the heads. This is the heads. This is the tails, okay? Heads and tails. What's your call? He called a head. It's the tails. It's the tails. Black is one to toss. Right, we'll be kicking. Which way you want to kick? Which goal do you want to spin? He's had this. You got me confused. Yeah. Is your ball? Okay. Okay, gotcha. Y'all, keep me awake here. White's facing that way.
Guys, a little confusion there, but Cats won the toss late into the first, so we will be receiving the opening kickoff of the 2014 Wintersville Classic.
Thank you there, Marty Rogers, for that equipment parts supply sideline update.
All right, as you heard, the Wildcats won the toss. They elected to defer, so Lowndes will receive to start out this ball game. As the clock now ticking down to that 1 minute mark, and now under 1 minute. As the Vikings are on the field, the Wildcats are on the field, and there's nothing left, Wes, but to play football.
And that's right. We've got 48 minutes of football. And like you say, it is playoff atmosphere. I don't see a empty seat in the house, Bill.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few way here in the upper left corner for Valdosta, and that's just people probably, and you still see the aisles filling up as people are coming in. Middle sections are all full. Lowndes is packed in here. The Georgia Bridgemen are packed in here. The Wildcat Band is packed in here. As it's time to play some football,